As the second half of Sefer Shmos turns to Melechas HaMishkan, rumor has it that there are many people who have a hard time paying attention. Doesn't seem so relevant, doesn't seem like it's so exciting anymore. But the mitzvah we're going to do tonight is actually part of a very exciting discussion, which you probably either never heard of or would not consider on your top 10 list of Averos. Now, if it sounds weird to have a top 10 list of Averos, the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos has a weird sort of game show. And that game show is, how many Averos can you rack up in a single action? Don't try this at home. The Mishnah, Maseches Makos and Daf Chaf Aleph says, how many sets of Malkus can a person violate with a single action? And it starts to create a wild scenario. A person is plowing with a crossbreed of animals. Ding. And the person's in a cemetery and he's a Kohen. Ding. And also a Nazir. Ding. And also a Tiantiv. Ding. On and on and on. Person is, and the animals are hektish. Ding. And it racks up maybe 8 sets of malchus you can be chayiv by a person plowing in a cemetery on Yantiv if the animals are hektish and the person's a Kohen and a Nazir. And the Gemara, Maseches Makos and Chaf Beis says, why stop there? Let's get some more dings up there. There are more Averos you can violate when you're plowing in the field. What if you erase Hashem's name from the floor? I don't know why it's there, but what if you did while you're plowing? Ding. And the Gemara says, what if while the animals are plowing, the animals are attached to the Aron? And the animals pull the badim, the staves, out of the Aron while they're plowing. Ding. Wait, what is that? That's an Avera? It is an Avera. Mitzvah number 96. In the Sefer Achinach, the Pasuk describes, Ve'ivesas ha'badim batabaos, to put the staves, lases es ha'aron behan, they're used to carry the Aron around when they traveled with the Mishkan, lo yasuru mimenu, thou shalt not remove the badim, the poles, from the Aron. The Sefer Achinach, based on that Gemara, very clearly counts that as a regular losa say, no different than eating pork. Choose wisely. No, both aser. Don't do either one of them. But it's on the same level. It's a losase that carries malchus. Wow. Torah takes this very seriously. Now, other kelim in the Mishkan also had badim. The Shulchan had poles for carrying it around. The small gold mizbeach had badim too. But there's no prohibition to take out those poles. When you're carrying the mizbeach, when you're carrying the Shulchan, you have to have the poles. And when you get to where you have to go, you take out the poles. But the Aron Kodesh always had to have the poles in at all times, to the extent if one would take it out, they'd be chayav malchus. Again, don't try this at home. What's the big deal? Why does the Torah insist that the badim be in the Aron, even at a time when they're not traveling? Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer Achinach, explains that the Aron Kodesh and the Luchos and the Torah that is housed within them is so precious, we don't want to find ourselves tasked with traveling at a moment's notice, and haphazardly, quickly getting the Aron together, putting the poles in, not very securely. And Rachman al-Tzad, what would happen if the Aron is not secure and you're carrying it around? Terrible things could happen. In fact, in Sefer Shmuel Beis, it's a terrible incident, where in fact the Aron was not secure when bringing it back to Yerushalayim, and terrible things happen. Says the Sefer Achinach, that's Misharshi HaMitzvah, you have to always have the Badim at all times, secure, to make sure if there's ever a need to travel at a moment's notice, the Torah's bottom are always secure. There's no risk of having anything fall. God forbid, we have to always have the Aron very secure. Additionally, Rav Hirsch, in this week's Parsha, has a beautiful explanation. The idea that the Torah has to be moved, perhaps at any moment, is a reminder to us the mobility of the Torah. He says the Torah's bottom, the Aron's bottom, have to be in at all times to remind us that the Torah was never intended to be secure and rest on its laurels in one location. Where a person could say, if you go on vacation to this far-flung place, the Torah doesn't apply over here. Or the Torah has nothing to say about this circumstance, or this country, or this time period, or this generation. The Torah is mobile. The Torah always has its bottom. That's not just the traveling poles, like the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaKetores. It's not like those. The poles are not just for carrying. That's the image of the Aron. That's how it's supposed to look. The Aron has its traveling poles already set up. It's holding its suitcases wherever it goes. Because that's the image of the Aron Kodesh. That's the image of the Torah. Mobile, transportable, always meant to be with us wherever we go. Which fits very nicely with the Ramban's commentary and the introduction to this week's Parsha. He already gets a sense you're going to get a little bored with the second half of the Sefer of Shmos. He says there's a connection between this half and the previous half. We just ended off Yisroel Mishpatim, Kabbalah Satorah. And the Ramban writes that the Mikdash was meant to be a portable Har Sinai. The same way Klal Yisrael camped around Har Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ke'ishecha B'Levechad, there was Achdus, there was a sense of authority given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over us, a sense of Nasa V'Nishma, a sense of wanting to have a sense of Kedusha, a palpable Yirah Shemayim. The Mikdash was meant to be that portable Har Sinai, to take with us, not to only have a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but to have the Mishkan representing the Luchos, the Torah, to have something to take with us wherever we go. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter pointed out that nowadays we don't know exactly where Har Sinai is. Somewhere in the Sinai Desert, good guess, but not exactly which mountain it is. And even if we knew which mountain Har Sinai was, there is no longer any Kedusha to that mountain. When the shofar was blown and the Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah left the mountain, that's it. It's a regular mountain right now, in the middle of the desert. So the location has no significance. Furthermore, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara exactly on which day Kabbalah Satorah took place. Was it Vav Sivan or Zion Sivan? How could there be a Machlokes about the most important day of the year? We have to know when was the Torah given. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, no, we don't. It's less important where the Torah was given, when the Torah was given. This ambiguity, both in terms of location and in terms of date, indicates the Torah was never intended to be for one location or for one date or one period in time. This image of the Aram with its badim at all times, a regular prohibition, just like anything else, regular lav with Malkus. You have to always have the Aron Kodesh with its luchos, with its Torah, with this image of mobility to remind us that Torah always has relevance to all of our lives in every place, in every situation.